USA Radio News.
Fires are continuing to burn in Northern California, with the most active fire just 90 miles north of San Francisco. The weather remains hot, dry, and windy, and firefighters are doing all they can to stop the flames from moving down the hills and towards people's homes. This woman lost everything she had in the fire.
I lost it all. Every bit of it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
And another resident said this is all part of just living in California.
If you live in California, you need to be prepared. It's going to be a long, long summer. It's only July.
Molly Tibbetts went missing almost 2 weeks ago. Police are holding a press conference later this afternoon to discuss the case. Tibbetts' dad, Rob Tibbetts, says he's holding out hope that his daughter will be found safe.
There's a lot of conjecture and speculation, and we're going to just have to trust and have faith in the authorities and our law enforcement partners.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Malaysian government has released a 1,500-page document on its findings regarding a missing airplane. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
What's called the final report on the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 4 years ago has been issued. 239 passengers disappearing with that plane, and many of their loved ones are still hoping they can be found. But the wife of one of the crew members says patience is running out.
We've been waiting for an answer about our loved one, and they've been manipulating since day one.
In the final report, investigators suggest the flight may have been flown off course by someone other than the pilot. However, the ultimate fate of the plane is still not known. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NBA star LeBron James said in a recent interview that President Trump is using sports to divide the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Turkish court has rejected an appeal by Pastor Andrew Brunson to be released from house arrest as his trial on terror and espionage charges continue. Brunson's attorney, Jay Sekulow, says President Trump is doing what he can to free Brunson.
I will tell you, the President of the United States has been incredibly engaged directly securing his release, and the President has told me on numerous occasions, and the family has been informed of this as well, that the President is not resting until our client, Andrew Brunson, pastor for 23 years in Turkey, is returned to the United States.
Cyber threats now represent a greater threat to the United States than physical threats. That's at least according to Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Today on Fox Business, Nielsen lays out each of the threats by country one by one.
They all have slightly different motives. What I would say is Russia is very active. They'll continue to be active. We've seen meddling in the election. We've seen meddling with our industrial control systems. We've seen meddling with routers. China has more of a long view. So they're looking more to understand our systems, particularly in government, understand who's who, get different access to systems. Iran, we see very active, and North Korea both, but generally in their regions. So they have the capability. We know they have the intent, but we don't see them quite as active towards us.
Nielsen also talked about the thing that concerns her the most.
The biggest threat in my mind is if we don't partner. So what we see the adversaries doing is they're crowdsourcing. So they're using bots, they're using paid influencers, they're using their governments.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.